Like a rain. I see.
Yeah. Time I've listened to it in this car, it has seemed wholly insubstantial.
Yeah. See that thing for a second. Tilt that thing my way for a second. So what kind of pointers can you give me for appearing on the Giant Beast cast?
Oh boy.
What do I need to know?
Alright, so the news.
Okay.
That's something we talk about.
Talk about the news.
We talk about the news.
Alright.
Do you play video games?
No. I mean,
electronic entertainment.
I love electronic entertainment. I have a DVD player. We watch all kinds of stuff on it.
All right, that's great. So if you can talk about your favorite electronic entertainments, especially the ones that you have been entertained by perhaps in the last week or so.
It's Moonstruck.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, checking out Moonstruck.
Yeah, let's talk about Moonstruck. That'll be fine.
I thought Cher was good in that.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, you know?
A good early Nicolas Cage performance.
Yeah, it's a weird piece of electronic entertainment.
Indeed. There's another Jeff. I don't want you to be alarmed by that. There's another Jeff.
What?
There's a Bacalar. A Jeff Bacalar.
All right, I had a pretty firm clause in my deal that there would be no other Jeffs.
Yeah, I know, but he's a regular on the show, and even though we originally told him it was going to be a rotating thing, he just kind of keeps coming back, so we can't really. So, if you just want to call him Bacalar, just avoid any confusion,
that's probably his.
His name is rife for wordplay and puns, so, you know, we can just play around with that, have a good time with that.
Okay.
I think that's about it.
Okay.
I think that's kind of the show.
All right, Moonstruck, funny names. All right.
At some point, Vinny will talk about New Jersey.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I can probably handle that. Should I bring a clip? Do I need to bring it as a guest? Do I need to be like, here's the thing I'm promoting?
If you'd like to bring a clip, you're welcome to.
Okay.
We'll air it.
Okay. All right.
But that's entirely up to you. Also, don't be alarmed at the end. We do a correction segment.
What?
Not for this week, but for, you know, anything we messed up last week. We take corrections from the audience.
Why would you mess up? Is it just, did you mess up on purpose to have that segment?
Yes.
Good. Good call.
We thought the end bit was a little thin, so we wanted to add something. So we decided fucking up would be a really good way to do that.
It's a good way to get people talking.
Yeah.
Hey, join the conversation. Submit a correction today.
I guess the Game Awards are tonight?
Yep.
Terrific.
Some kind of Goat Simulator announcement.
Wait, really?
Really.
So that's where we're at, huh? Alright.
Sure. There's the Mortal Kombat DLC stuff.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on with that show at all. I've paid zero attention.
I wrote my emails.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Shaq will be there for some Shaq-Fu.
I saw what he wrote on Twitter, And I just wonder if that is something. I guess that Kickstarter got funded. Maybe that'll.
Maybe they'll finally show something from that game. By that I mean like a CG trailer.
I don't know that that game will have a CG trailer.
No, I'm not saying a good CG trailer. Okay. I mean like a possibly very slapped together CG trailer. I'm saying they took the time between when the game was funded and now to just make a CG trailer.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That there is no actual game. I don't know. Nothing Shaq can do on that stage will top what he does regularly on TNT.
Mm.
I don't know if you ever watch... you don't watch basketball, I know.
I do not.
The pre and halftime and post-game show stuff he does on TNT is Tim and Eric-esque in its weirdness.
Wow, really?
Like... But, like, on purpose. Like, he's just a weirdo. And his interactions with the other people in that show are fucking weird. And they have somehow managed... Like, that's the one thing about the NBA 2K games that I still really love.
Mm.
Is that...
They capture some of that Shaq-ness.
But then you add the sort of uncanny quality of CG those guys on top of all the weird dialogue. And it is otherworldly.
I like the idea of Shaq being a fucking weirdo.
Yep. He just seems like he knows he's there because he's Shaq, and mm-hmm. he doesn't necessarily have a whole lot to say about every game.
Yeah.
So he just likes to fuck around. And I kind of respect that.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I don't have a way to even watch television, but if I did, I would at least consider seeing that once or twice.
There are some highlights you can probably find on the YouTube and other social video channels.
Daily Motion.
Yeah. Vimeo.
Nico.
I actually don't know what Nico is.
It's a Japanese video site with, like, some of the most backwards fucking business models around. For starters, you can log into Nico with your Nintendo Network ID.
That sounds about
That's
right.
It's like, hey, log in with Yahoo, Google, or Nintendo Network. And you're like, what? Fuck that. What? Nah. And then if you want to watch things that are, like, not live, you have to pay money. It's like, you have to subscribe to Nico to watch content there. It's like, what? Try to watch a marketing broadcast about a video game, think that they would have gotten money on the other end of that transaction. I don't know.
You would think.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird video television broadcast things, so you saw that the TNA is coming to the CBS family, right?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
And I guess Ring of Honor moved on to some other network, too.
Yeah.
So Destination America is rebranding itself.
Destination Russia? Because without wrestling, they might as well be fucking communists?
No.
Oh.
So they did that live exorcism thing a while ago, I think around Halloween.
Okay.
And despite everyone saying it was just about the worst thing in the world, it apparently did really well for them.
I mean, that got people talking about Destination America in a way that no one ever had before.
So they're going all supernatural.
Okay, what's the name of their... They don't
have a name yet, but it is going to be an all supernatural themed network, possibly with more live exorcisms.
Okay. I might go with, like, a ghost TV. Like, that's kind of...
Yeah! There's nothing like that right now.
Yeah, just lean into that. Ghosts Television, GTV, Gold Dust Television.
Home and Ghost TV.
Yeah. The Spook Network.
Mm-hmm.
TSN.
Casper says the Midnight Channel. You're not wrong.
Yeah, the Midnight Channel.
Yes.
I like it.
So yeah, that's the state of cable television right now, especially on the lower end of cable television.
Sure. Yeah, that's...
Also, I guess the network that TNA is coming to used to be the TV Guide channel.
Right.
And now it's Pop TV, which I don't know what that actually means.
It's pop, popular stuff.
Is it?
Like TNA, like figure out a way to get on television or something. Like, why
like
not?
Even on one of the, yeah.
Which I think is like, you know, it was not necessarily like a sound idea then, and I think now it's even more ridiculous because fucking fuck television.
Yes.
But like the response was like, you know, demographically we don't really have anything that's a good fit because CBS like skews older and is also network television, you asshole. UPN or whatever it is, the CW.
CW now, yeah.
Skews.
But they just have an ownership stake in that, right? Like, it's not that they actually run that channel.
Right, I think that's the case. Yeah. But like, just like they,
Showtime.
Like, demographically, yes. Yeah, so the only thing that stuck out at that point was Showtime. And I was like, well, let's get a show on Showtime. We curse a lot anyway. Like, yeah. You know, the AVN Awards are on here. We'll get Dave Navarro on.
That'll be great.
To host whatever fucking dumb bullshit.
Here's the cast of Homeland to talk about fucking Call of Duty.
Yes.
I don't know.
Can I meet Claire Danes? That's the name of my new show. Can I meet Claire Danes?
I would super settle for Mandy Patinkin.
I don't think that's settling.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, knowing now that there are other weird little networks floating around.
Yeah, that are like part of the company or whatever since they bought TV Guide. Now it's like, okay, well, wait.
I'm just wondering who even gets Pop television.
Yeah, at some point, it's like, are we reaching more people, or do we have a wider potential audience, you know, where we are right now, compared to, like, you know, do you want to go produce something that's, like, tight and 22 minutes or whatever, only to have no one see it, because what? But I think, actually, more people get that channel than get Destination America, so
right.
It is a potential step up.
Well, that's probably because everybody got the TV Guide channel for a while there, so...
Yeah, like, I liked the idea behind that, like, when GameSpot did a TV show right before E3.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to go get it syndicated. They had to go buy it like it was infomercial time at a bunch of CBS stations. I think they got friend prices, but it was still, like, you know, hey...
It wasn't a slam dunk.
Yeah, it wasn't available nationwide, and it wasn't available at the same time, so it was always like, you know, oh, Saturday at 11, it's going to be on in Texas, and then Sunday, you know, it was like this whole thing.
Monday
like,
at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And only lunatics and security guards are awake.
Right. I mean, the natural audience for video game coverage.
Yeah. The deranged and the insomniac.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, if I was GameSpot, I would look into something like that.
That's sure.
Probably, that makes sense for that thing.
I was looking at TNA tour dates recently just to kind of see, like, where they were even going and what they were doing. And one of the places they were going was my dad's hometown of Beckley, West Virginia, which is just about the most... dinky podunk fucking town.
Mm.
And it just made me realize exactly how far down the rung, if they're playing at the tiny ass little sports arena in Beckley, West Virginia.
So what you're saying is they should play at the Phoenix here in Petaluma?
I don't even think they'd sell it out.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like, that venue they're in is like a couple hundred people.
Mm. Well, they're house shows, you know, they don't have to...
I know.
It doesn't have to look nice.
What's the federation that comes through Petaluma, the Phoenix?
The thing that's there soon is called Phoenix Pro Wrestling.
Okay. So it's not, like, some regular local indie fed or anything, it's just, like... them just booking random people?
I don't actually know.
Weird. I should look into what that actually is.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like APW coming through or something.
Yeah. Made me wonder if like Dan would ever show up.
Yeah.
At a show in Petaluma.
They got a thing coming up in December, right?
I think he's on another show, yeah.
Yeah. I saw him jawing back and forth with some dude from some tag team that his team is fighting.
Yeah.
And I wondered for at least a second whether that guy was actually talking about killing Dan or if this was all just part of the work, bro.
Yeah.
Hard to know.
Yeah. That's just how good it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to know, man. I think this weekend I'm going to watch some of that new old stuff they put on the WWE Network and see if any of that's any good.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing the same. I haven't really used the network for anything other than the occasional pay-per-view watching lately, so yeah. I want to kind of dig into some of that stuff. Some of the backlog of stuff from New Japan this year, too.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of really good shit.
I guess Wrestle Kingdom's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah. 1 month, month and a half away, probably.
I wonder if they will air that in the U.S. at all.
So it sounds like they were going to do English commentary again. I don't know if they've made a deal for pay-per-view yet, but they are planning on broadcasting in English, at least.
Mm.
I don't think JR is coming back.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
Also sounds like the WWE is at least trying to make some gestures toward getting Nakamura.
Huh.
I don't know if that'll actually happen, but...
That would be unfortunate.
For him, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like they would actually do anything good with him, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's never gonna, you know... What's the maximum level he can reach on a show like that?
Yeah. At the same time, he's also the only guy I could see even... maybe possibly fitting into that roster and doing something.
Yeah.
Just by virtue of how goddamn charismatic he is. But also, I wish that doesn't happen.
It just seems like they'd be like, alright, well, you're evil Japanese man number 7.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you may occasionally win the Intercontinental Championship.
Like, my kind of hope is, I mean,
we're putting you with fucking... Alberto Del Rio, and you're gonna be a weird foreigner stable.
Yeah.
What do you say? What? No part of that's okay.
Nope. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the thing is, like, you know, with Itami being injured and whatever, like, we still haven't really seen if there is even a possibility for them to do something with a Japanese dude that isn't just falling into that bullshit.
Yeah. When's he supposed to be back? Is there, like, have they talked about when he's...
They haven't... Neither him nor Zayn have a date yet, as far as I know. I think his injury was worse than Zayn's was.
Yeah.
He's one of the few people I feel like I just enjoy, you know, like,
yeah.
On both a wrestling and just a personality level. Like, he's just likable.
Yeah. Seems very excited.
Yeah.
To
extremely happy to be there.
Yeah. To ply his trade. To do the work.
Yep. I guess Lucha starts up in January, too, right?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Sign up for Sling TV.
you know, just watch the torrents when they come around. Because, you know, I normally, like I said, I would never recommend that, but, like, they have actually, like, their community people have come out and just been like, yeah, watch it wherever you can, please. Because they just want people to watch it.
Yeah.
They want people to promote it. I mean, and, you know, not everyone gets, like, I don't get the El Rey Network.
Right. I got it. It was on DirecTV, but it was in SD. It was, like, kind of lame. It's one of those cases where, yeah, if you went and stepped outside the lines.
Yep.
You could get a proper HD broadcast and all that other stuff.
Yeah, both for the lack of Matt Stryker and just sort of, like, the weird, like, I don't know, just for some reason, I just really like watching that show in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I need to hear, like, I can go back and watch the you know, the individual, like, backstage segments or whatever later if I need to, but I feel like I still get the gist of what's going on still watching the Spanish broadcast. And also, the guy who is the main commentator is, like, the ex-Spanish announcer for WWE, that super excitable guy.
Oh, nice.
So he's great.
The New Japan English commentary should all come from the person that's all sing-songy about their announcer.
Yes.
If all the commentary was just done like that, that'd be the best entertainment money can buy.
Totally.
But if they're doing English, I mean, if they're going to do English commentary, like, are they making it available online, or what?
So that's the thing, I don't know. I haven't seen, like, what the plan for that stuff is yet. I don't know if they're tying it in with Global Force again or not.
Right.
It
seems like if that was the case, they would already be talking about it. I mean, that thing's, like, a month away.
Yeah.
Less. I would consider watching that show, but I doubt I will watch it live.
Yeah.
I watched the last two live.
It's a lot of wrestling to watch that late at night.
Yeah.
I watched the last one once it was up on New Japan World the next night at a normal hour.
Yeah.
And that was preferable.
I fell asleep last year. And I also thought that last year's show was not as good as the one before that.
No, it wasn't. There were some great parts of it, but it was definitely not as consistent as the year before.
Like, who is even active in New Japan these days? Is Bullet Club still a running faction?
It is still a running faction. There's another heel stable, sort of fronted by Naito, called Los Ignoborales. He has been amazing since he has gone heel. Like, he has just turned into this fantastic prick. He's got a couple of other dudes with him who are all pretty great. And then other than that, you know, it's the usual folk are all still around doing their thing.
Yeah. Huh.
There have been some injuries here and there, but, like, seems like most people are coming back pretty quick.
How often do they run shows? Like, if you're a subscriber to that thing, you just kind of watch everything, right?
Well, so I watch stuff in chunks. Like, yeah. I'll kind of go a little while not watching and then go back and just catch up on stuff. They run shows a lot. Not all of them, you know, get broadcast necessarily, but, you know, anytime they do any sort of event thing.
Yeah.
I think, at least lately, they've been doing the Tag League stuff, so there's been a tournament with that. But, like, so when I was in Japan, they weren't running any shows because they were in the UK. But prior to that, it looked like they were doing stuff at least, you know, a few days a week. Again, not all of that broadcast, but they were touring a lot.
Is that just a direct credit card charge, or do they do PayPal?
No, it's a credit card. Okay. I don't know if they take PayPal or not. They didn't at the beginning.
Yeah.
But even with, like, the foreign transaction fee, it's still less than the WWE Network.
Yeah.
There's a dock floating around that I think that Lariato guy made that's just like, here is all the best shit from that their current streaming catalog. Mm. Like, here's 725 matches you can watch if you want, with the best ones bolded. So I've been kind of slowly working my way through some of that. I guess that's the thing, is that it still doesn't have everything.
Right.
You know, they're adding some stuff here and there, but a lot of it is geared toward more recent stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of the real, like, classic shit that people would be seeking out is on there. Mm. Out there, and I was kind of looking at possibly going to a show or something, I realized that All Japan is still around.
Yeah.
Not in nearly the form I think it once was. But Itami came out of All Japan before he came to WWE, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's where he was hanging out. I just wasn't really sure if they were still running shows regularly or not. I guess they are. Also, Big Japan is still around doing their deathmatch shit. Mm-hmm. So I guess they split it out, so, like, they have two divisions now. So they have, like, regular wrestling, and then they have a hardcore division.
Okay.
But that's a much smaller division than it used to be.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a handful of dudes all beating each other with light tubes or whatever.
Good. Glad someone is still doing that.
Yeah, someone's got to keep the dream alive.
And then what's the comedy wrestling?
DDT.
Yeah,
they're still around. Bushi actually is the one who got hurt recently, and it sounds like he's out for a while. I don't know if he got hurt, you know, wrestling on a fucking rope swing somewhere in the middle of a park.
Fighting a mannequin in a fish tank.
All right. Seem closed. I don't think anything's open.
Yeah.
So I guess PAX Wrestling is happening at South.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Southern Slam.
Who's gonna be there?
Still, like, 7 minutes left in Kiss You Back.
Yeah. Just gonna switch to my phone.
Ah, Chicks on Speed.
Yeah.
Where are they? Bring them back.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's probably just super windy. It's probably more how
wind
out there.
Yeah, there's a storm brewing.
Yeah, it's looking increasingly fucking miserable out here.
Looking like a proper Northwester. Hell, get a soul.
I guess, yeah, it seems like today will be the day the stuff maybe starts moving down to the first floor.
Kind of has to, right?
I guess.
Yeah, all of this seems like it's gone just about as smoothly as our office move last year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the studio stuff goes. I think that's the thing that'll eventually get to a place where it is better than what we've got. I'm just not sure if that's next week or what.
Next month.
In that sense, it's you know, a good time to move, I guess, because there's not, at least not a lot of stuff coming out, so...
Just would have been nice if they'd maybe waited a week or two.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to PSX?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'll probably check it out like Saturday morning or something like that.
Yeah.
Try to go to the keynote or something. They were supposed to get in touch with like, here's how you go, where you go to get badges or what. You know, I haven't heard. Lots of Brad if he got anything from them. Yeah, I'll probably go for at least a little while. I just want to see what that thing is.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, we'll be doing demos in the press area the whole time. It's like, oh, is there a press area? Okay. So I just wonder if they'll, yeah, like, how, yeah, I just don't know how any of that stuff's going to be set up.
Right.
I will say, I think I mentioned it, I've been getting a fuck ton of appointment requests from games and companies I've never heard of. So it seems like they're filling up that show floor. I just don't know with what.
Talking about Style Savvy 3. I guess those Style Savvy games are very popular.
Are they?
Yeah. It sounds like it, despite not coming out in the US.
Yeah.
Also made by the former Aki.
Oh, yeah.
The Sin Sophia.
Right.
That's what they do now.
Is it just to create a wrestler system, but with no wrestling? You just get Style Savvy. Just
if it was just the outfits and you couldn't change like faces or anything, also sure, yeah. Austin recommended that Sam try out Style Savvy because she was looking for something to play. She has probably played about 25 hours of it, and every once in a while she'll look over and be like, "I don't really like this," and then she will go back to playing it.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Is it iOS or what?
It's 3DS.
Oh, okay.
I guess it is out in Europe, too, so there's that.
Yeah. I think the only thing about that Game Awards thing that is interesting is I want to see if the Kiefer Sutherland appearance is tied to the announcement of new Mortal Kombat DLC.
Right. That would finally tie up that loose end, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I'm mostly interested to see if the Kiefer Sutherland appearance is as rambling and uncomfortable as the last Kiefer Sutherland appearance.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't really watch that thing last year.
I remember watching part of it and then deciding I didn't want to watch any more of it.
Yeah. I was driving while it was on or something. It was just like...
Yeah.
Didn't really... You hear the horns. That means the barrel's coming. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, I don't even know why I run for y'all internet. I'm saying I got art doors, but I don't know. It's hip-hop, man. Hip-hop is flowing through my veins.
It's hip-hop.
Yeah. It's a twist, so I gotta give you this shit. On fresh on the beat, look at my sneaker. MC Eater, AC Slater, rap shot, the mic hands hot, the other grab the cock, and that's just hip hop 101. I stuck on sun, they counted ones, I'm counting. This is a real fucker dispatch of traffic right here.
Mm-hmm. Good news is, we're pretty early.
Yeah.
There's a Soul Plane 3?
Yes. They skipped 2.
You started working on your top 10 yet?
Yeah. I gotta start narrowing it down a little bit. Then I kind of went through and ordered everything roughly. And got about 18, 19 games.
Yeah, mine's about 20 right now. Not really ordered, but a loose order.
Yeah.
Your last name, old man's dust that sag with no shame. Payback's a bitch, yeah, smash y'all berries for they find you dead in your little house on the prairie.
on crutches, black with no legs, both arms in a sling. Push me on stage, style still linked in the air like Blade. Girls, my early 20s, I used to run trains.
It's nice to have too many games to choose from and not feel like you're struggling to put together a top 10. Last year was a little harder.
Yeah, definitely. Same thing with me is like there are games that I like, but it's like there's not like ordering the bottom part of that list seems a little arbitrary in some cases. It was like I like all these games about the same.
Yeah. I mean, it is arbitrary.
Oh well, yeah. Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's definitely like, you know, as I kind of am playing the last couple of things and seeing it, like, okay, like I found, like, the games that I've been messing with late, I'm just crossing them off. Like, it's not, like, I feel like the games that I'm kind of investigating, for the most part, are not even close to making the list.
Yeah.
Trapped in this fucking tunnel.
Only Rockstar can get us out of this tunnel.
Paper, that sounds alright. 40 new weapons, they say.
I have somehow managed to see absolutely zero Vermintide thus far.
It's. Some people would certainly disagree, but you're okay.
Got it.
Still in this tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe we should take some tunnel questions.
Yeah, if you want to throw some tunnel questions in our direction. I mean, we'll be out of this tunnel in like a second. But...
Yeah, but you know, the time is for asking. The tunnel yes. Time is for asking your questions.
A lot of actual questions about actual tunnels.
Great. That's what we're here for.
What is your favorite tunnel, says Lastly?
I think I like that one back there.
Okay.
It's certainly not the one we're in, even if this one is newer.
Jordan asks, best video game tunnel?
Tempest.
All right. Herpaderp says, tunnel snakes, do they rule?
No. No, they never did.
How do I ban a spammer?
So tap their picture. And then hit that.
Later, dude. Later, guy in the fucking Guy Fawkes mask. Just writing H over and over again.
That seems cool.
My dude, you are not even trying. MJ Hawking asks, thoughts on the new MST3K?
I am only barely interested in it. And I say that as someone who really, really liked that show when it was on. And found it formative.
Yes. So I backed it, but also, I don't know if I'm really that interested in watching it. I backed it more as like a, hey, you created, you went a long way toward creating my sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make sure, I'm going to do what I can to help make sure you can just keep doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
That said, I have not been terribly not even disinterested or unhappy, just not interested in the casting choices they have made so far.
I like the idea of a character named TV's son of TV's Frank.
Right.
That's a fucking great bit. But the cast doesn't really. Yeah, I don't know. Like also, like I. You know, we ended up talking about it on the podcast not that long ago, but it was just like, I kind of checked out of that show when they changed Crow's voice, and, you know, like, I didn't like the Mike years all that much. Like, they were good. There are some great moments there, but it just kind of, it had run its course for me, and it sort of didn't matter if it was good or bad. I was kind of done with it.
Right.
And I had zero interest in, like, riff tracks and cinematic Titanic, all that stuff. Like, it's great that they're doing it, but I don't, it's not what I'm looking for anymore. So, like, this just seems like that, where it's just like, okay, let's go ahead, do that, but no, I don't have any real desire to actually see any of that stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I do enjoy some of the riff track stuff. I don't use it a lot, but every now and again I'll check it out, and it's usually pretty good. I did kind of eventually grow to almost prefer Mike at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that later stuff, like, there actually is some pretty amazing...
Oh yeah, just the movies they lean into and the way they lean into it, you know, they definitely did some fucking great stuff. And it's awesome because I didn't watch a lot of that stuff when it was on, so it's like there was a period where I could kind of watch all that stuff for the first time.
Discover it.
And go like, wow, yeah, cool. But I think a lot of the out-of-movie segments and a lot of the casting changes there, like I just didn't like it anymore.
Yeah. I will say that I think Joel is making the right choice, which is to say that he's not just trying to bring back the old same people again.
Yes.
Because there's no way that show would have any legs if it was just playing to the nostalgia aspect. At least this way, I feel like he's got a shot at actually capturing a new audience. I just don't know if I'm going to be on board with that.
Yeah. That said, like, I really like Joel when it comes down to it, I think, you know, like, I thought he was funny, like, you know, he's on, like, Saturday Night Live at one point, real early on, and that sort of stuff, you know, like, I think he's good.
Did you ever watch that show he did very briefly right after he left MST?
Was it the TV Wheel?
Yeah, I thought it was like a comedy wheel or something.
Yeah, pilot.
Okay.
I don't know that it got picked up, but, like, that pilot got out.
I remember seeing bits of that at some point.
Yeah, I think there was something to that, but...
Yeah.
That was pretty out there. Did you watch the new Mr. Show stuff?
Not yet.
I watched one of them. I have not gotten into the rest of it yet.
I've heard mostly good things from people I trust.
Yeah, it's...
They just kind of slide right back into it.
Kinda. Yeah, kind of. It's weird. And I can't, you know, I have to watch the rest of them, but there's just something about it that... I don't know, maybe it's because so much time has passed, and it's like, you know, like, if you go back and watch Mr. Show now, like, you know, it's all very sound, but at the same time, like, the stuff they are using as material is stuff that is very much of that time.
Right.
And so, like, you know, anything they do now is obviously going to be very different. I will say the theme song is really fantastic.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah. Like, the intro sequence and stuff, I think, is... Like, it doesn't... They didn't go get Evan Schletter to do it. It's not the same music as Mr. Show or anything like that. Like, it's got its own thing.
Right. And it's a decent amount of the original cast, like, making, like, appearances in there, right?
I mean, more than appearances, I mean...
Is it pretty much all the same
Scott
people?
Ackerman, it's Paul Tompkins, it's fucking John Ennis, Jill Talley's there. Well, she might not be in it a ton, but Brian Posehn's there.
Mm.
Tom Kinney's in it in that first episode, like, briefly, I think.
Yeah.
If anything, it seemed like he would be the one that would be hard to get.
Right. Yeah, that dude doesn't need the work at this point.
It seemed like a very short run for, like, you know, for the build-up. You know, it was like, hey, there's going to be this new show, and it's like, here's four episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. Huh. But I guess the first season of Mr. Show was technically four episodes.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was four, then six, then ten, then ten. I wonder if they would even be open to doing more.
Probably just depends on the response and, you know, whether... It's Netflix, right?
Yep.
Yeah, whether Netflix wants to pony up for it.
Did you watch that Wet Hot American Summer show?
I did.
I would still like to see that. I have not, but it sounds kind of amazing.
It takes a little while to get going.
Mm.
Like, the first two episodes are fine. Like, there's good bits in them, but they're not consistently great. And then it kind of becomes amazing after that.
I just, like, the circumstances of that it is the same cast and then some playing younger characters than they played in this movie that is now technically old.
Yep.
Every part of that is fucking incredible to me.
Yep. Yeah, and they play on that stuff well. and the stuff that they choose to focus on kind of away from some of the main plot threads of the movie is pretty great. Like, the Coop stuff isn't really the main focal point as much as it is in the movie, and that's actually kind of for the best. But the bits that are in there are really good. Just count calories and manufacture allergies. You make 5 times our salaries, but you're late with the rent. On time with the cable. You watch Friends while we are friends. All you give in this house is crumbs on the table from a Food Not Bombs bagel. Won't lend your books, but there's dust on your hable. I nearly puked when you showed up to US Maple. Think you're a Chapel Hill staple? Think you're subletting through April? We're getting you off the lease while you're gone because you're a bigger a-hole than I'm considered by my label. Look, what I'm being a pompous bastard. My friends love me enough to bring me back down to their planet. And so this is a real stretch to say to you, because I don't love you like, you know, they love me. But you're making sure that nobody loves you. You're alienating everybody. So just beware, or you'll be alone.
Welcome to San Francisco. Don't make sure you mind the house rules.
Yes. Do everything I can to go home safe. Never forget rule number one. Respect my colleagues. Communicate positively with those around me. Challenge my colleagues to do the right thing. Come to work fit for duty and ready to do my best. Never take shortcuts at the expense of safety or quality. Lead by example and be proud of my work. There's more, but I can't read them. Speak up if I see something not quite right.
And then there is a tenth one under that bar. I don't know if I can see it.
Yeah, I can't see it. This fucking pickup truck.
Tenth one is smoke weed every day.
Finally, a rule I can get behind.
I mean, if you work on this construction site, you need to obey all 10 of the rules.
Yeah. Understand what all this traffic is.
Yeah, it's just too many cars trying to get in to San Francisco. I don't know. There's never an issue.
Maybe it's the large fire that apparently took place over there.
Yeah, maybe. I want to try to track down a copy of, all of the Stella shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Like the stuff that they showed at their live shows.
Right.
Before they got the TV show and all that other stuff. Like, I have some thing that's like a collection of 8 Christmas or like holiday shorts or whatever, but there's apparently like a much longer collection of them. I just, a lot of them are online. A lot of them are just sitting on YouTube, probably. It's a matter of.
Yeah, I've never actually seen any of those.
They're fucking real dumb. Like, in a way that the Stella TV show was not.
Because that show is pretty dumb.
Yeah. Like, there's certainly, like, a similar fucking sensibility to all of that, but the shorts are, like, randomly dirtier. And fucking, yeah, just, they're a little more all over the place. In a way that only something that they just said, fuck it, let's go shoot these things to use as vignettes for our live show could possibly be. There's some fake dicks in some of that stuff. I know. Some fake penises are revealed.
I'm aghast.
And used to great effect in some cases.
Nothing like a good fake dick to spice up a scene, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes my phone sitting right here bumps into the door that covered this micro SD card full of map data just right, and it is often hard to get it to close again.
You should take this car back.
Yeah.
Just drive it up into the dealership, fucking.
Drive it through the fucking window.
Toss a Molotov cocktail in there and just laugh as you run away.
Fuck your cars. The door to this microSD card won't stay shut. Also, how come it cuts off text on satellite radios? Show me the fucking full name of the song. Scroll it. Did fucking robots make the UI for this fucking car? Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then run away.
As it all burns.
Yeah, and as I run away, I just turn around and shout, it runs great, though! It's fun to drive!
Great mileage.
Yeah! Ah, good.
Jesus.
It's just raining now.
Yeah, this is legitimate rain.
Finally got doors to close. It's fun. You can just pull this fucking SD card out of the car and then it just goes like, fucking what?
Where is anything?
Yeah. Unable to access some functions with pleat. Then it's just like, please insert the SD card again. Please. I really want to take this and put it into a computer and see what the fuck is on it. And see if I can do anything with it.
Pornography.
Yes, replace all the maps with just pornography. I want to jailbreak my car. I can get this thing to run Doom.
And doesn't everything just run Doom now?
More or less.
Nick asks this question, why is there no video of Rival Schools gameplay on the site? Seems like a serious oversight.
Oh, you know, I mean, eventually we're going to have to get footage of every...
every game?
Yeah, every game. But, you know, also every fighting game, so...
Yeah, especially every fighting game. I mean, there's science to be done.
Right. Also, I don't know, it's, you know, we kind of, it's not always the case, but when faced with a choice, I tend to want to go at least sort of off the beaten path, and I feel like Rival Schools is a game that people are talking about nonstop. Like, there's a constant low buzz for that game.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's definitely an audience of people that are like...
I mean, I like that game.
They want another Rival Schools real bad.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
You know, it's like there are a zillion videos on the internet of Rival Schools. So at some point it's like, you know, we'll get to it. But maybe not. Never seems vital. Whereas this PlayStation 1 Sailor Moon game that showed up in the mail the other day.
Well, that just seems like it needs some science done on it.
Now we're stuck in this tunnel.
Yep. It's a day of being stuck in tunnels.
That's every day for me. Every day is this tunnel, that other tunnel. Every fucking day.
I'm so sorry.
Every day is me wondering why there aren't better songs on this iPhone.
That's kind of up to you, isn't it?
It is. The answer is always depressing. I believe that Action Bronson went and dropped acid for 10 days straight in the mountains. But I do believe that he is rocking very loose pants.
I could see it. I could see that dude getting a fucking shitty Airbnb cabin and just dropping hella acid.
There was some story, I don't know if it's fucking true or not, but there was like, people were sending it around going like, here's what the fucking idiot assholes in San Francisco are into now. And it was micro-dosing LSD. Not so much that you're tripping, but just enough to like fucking expand creativity, and that fucking tech business dicks are into it. And I read it and went like, that seems like something that these assholes would do.
Yeah, I could believe it. It also seems like the kind of thing that, like, Vice would write about just because, like, three people did it.
Yep.
But also, yeah, it's a completely believable scenario.
Though I've never heard of anyone actually doing that.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could microdose LSD.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like it's barely perceptible that you've taken anything. It's just that you feel energized and creative.
Yeah. So Victor says you can't microdose LSD. It's psychoactive at the microgram level.
All right then.
That's what I always thought too. But okay. Maybe these people just think they're microdosing.
I mean, yeah. That seems like a fucking. If they are extremely low-dosing themselves and then convincing themselves that it's fucking doing something to them. I guess what I'm saying is as we enter the fifth day of deliberations for Game of the Year... Put this under your tongue. We're gonna get this done.
All right.
Just ends in screaming nightmares.
No, we did that last year.
Oh yeah, I guess so, didn't we? Yeah. It got dark and started to fucking rain for real while we were in that tunnel.
The sun is gone.
The update gift is still closed. And it's after 10. What will Goku do? He will just sit there on the sign, looking menacing.
I am Goku. Would you like some gifts?
Yes, but I'd rather purchase them from Sailor Moon, who was on the other side of that sign.
Plastic Little, that's the fucking group I was trying to remember the other day. As I was talking to someone about American Sneakers the other day.
Oh. How does that conversation get started? How do you end up talking to anyone about American Sneakers ever?
Someone was looking for weird breakup songs.
Ah.
And I recommended New Girl.
Yeah, okay.
And then I was trying to remember where that, what group that guy was in. Like, yeah. I remembered the music and the, where he came from. They were like Philly Graph Group, I just couldn't remember the name.
And then he started putting out Art Thoughts as Hennessy Youngman.
Oh, is that him too?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. All right.
You should get the things he put out as Hennessy Youngman, the rap tapes. Maybe listen to CBS Bangers.
I will definitely do that.
Also, on his SoundCloud, there's like what is kind of an unreleased Plastic Little album.
Oh, weird.
There's like stuff that, you know, was B-sides they did, or stuff that just is like kind of like rough mixes of unfinished material and stuff that just kind of threw up there. I'm like, oh, cool.
Remember we went and saw them play at Minna?
Yeah. That was a good show.
It was a good show. Very strange crowd. Because it was just, like, all the people that were there to just, like, drink at Minna, and then in the back, yeah, there was, like, 9 people watching this rap show.
Well, it's like the rap show aspect of it came together at the last minute. They were supposed, yeah, to play somewhere else.
That's right.
And then, like, whatever, something about that venue fell apart, so they ended up playing at Minna with, and then, what was the fucking group they were with? Thunderfoot? Thunderheart?
Oh, I don't remember.
I thought they were pretty good. Live. And then, yeah, I went and got some of their stuff after that show.
Not as great.
Not as into it. I wish there was another Amanda Blank album.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she's in... That's what... She's on the Battlefield Hardline soundtrack.
Wait, what?
There's a Spank Rock and Amanda Blank track. Like, Spank Rock... It's a Spank Rock song.
Right, but she's on it.
But then she is on.
Huh.
And it was like, it was the one moment of joy I had playing Battlefield. It was one of the very few moments of joy I had playing Battlefield Hardline was like, there's a mission where you're like infiltrating some fucking fancy crime party. And like, you hear music off in the distance. And I had this moment of like, fucking wait a minute. Are you fucking kidding me? It was one of those moments where I was like, man, someone at EA Tracks, someone at the fucking soundtrack division of EA, at the very least, is listening to the right people if they are not the right person themselves.
Right.
Occasionally, they get it right in a way you're like, man, fuck. Like, having that fucking Pusha-T track be the fucking signature, like, sound of the Need for Speed trailer.
Yes.
Like, yep.
Nailed that.
Like, that, you have managed to use music in a way that has made me more excited about your upcoming video game. I feel like an idiot for feeling that way, but there it is.
Remember when EA was so excited that EA Tracks was coming back that they actually put out a press release?
Yeah. Bus, you got your room here. Do your thing. Play the song Assassin by Spank Rock.
You just use Siri.
It's useful when you're driving a car. They censored it in the game, I think.
Mm.
Even though it is an M-rated game, I think they might have been a little much. Or Electronic Arts.
Shareholders wouldn't have liked it.
Like,
capture. Looking at me, nasty bitch. Better have my money, dummy, dummies. Your time's quit. Looking at me funny, I don't need to rhyme shit. Everybody still bloody. If you think you want it, give me please, please come and get it. Like a little competition. It's like ain't nobody with you. A fiction, bitch, shit, make a shit. I'm a sucking dick vibe, bitch. Showing out in the club. But we out in the club while I'm writing shit. I'm gonna tell them, back it up, bitch. Back, back.
Man, spank rock. That's something I have not thought about in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think this EP came out like this year. I think.
Weird,
like or like late last year. No, it had just come out when Hardline came out. It was relatively recent, I think.
I'll have to check that out. I like the song.
Yeah. Yeah, like the whole EP, it's not bad.
In some ways, it kind of reminds me of that new Missy track, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
Some ways.
All right. We made it.
We did. We are actually at work.
That's going to do it for us here from the car. Turn that thing off.
All right. Bye, everyone.